We're going to talk about a lot of different subjects, and you know, it's nice Friday night. What the heck, right?
Time, weather, and...
You must be the type of person who feels that he's the center of what's happening and that the whole world is revolving around his being. You that type? Out of sight. Try on a Paul Sargeant suit and watch your perspective change. Nehru suits are what's happening at Paul Sargeant. It will blow your natural mind.
My pappy said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true, I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4 living gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars was shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. Sudden, in a wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by and said, boys, it's a mark for me. By then, the taillight was all you could see. Now, the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Wound it up to 110, my speedometer said that I hit top end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor. That's all there is, and there ain't no more. Now the boys all thought lost my sense, and telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots. The lines on the road just looked like dots. Took a corner, sideswiped the truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post. The guy beside me was white as a ghost.
Hello, Radio St. Pete. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show in the studio this evening. Well, first of all, hello, everybody.
Hello.
Out there. In the studio this evening, to my left is my girl, Hannah Claire.
Hello, hello.
To my right is my boy, Ty Ginn.
What's up?
Nothing's up.
I know.
This is what's up. And over in the corner is my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Always blushing.
Always blushing. Yep. My blushing bride. Okay, we do. And we do have one beast in the studio this evening, and that would be our puppy, our big puppy, Tilly. And she's over there sleeping soundly, I think. She's acting like that anyway. Okay, so today is Friday the 18th.
Yes.
And you know what that means?
Star Wars.
Well, that, don't jump the gun.
Sorry.
Don't jump the gun. What that means is that we have 7 days until Christmas.
Yes.
Woo!
So excited. Yeah.
Ho, yeah. Ho, ho.
Right. And because you jumped the gun.
Sorry.
It is also Star Wars Day. And we are also very excited. I mean,
yes.
We've been waiting.
I've been waiting.
Years. For this.
My whole life.
My whole life. Well, Ty Ginn, it is finally here. It's premieres tonight, at least to local theaters.
Right.
And we're going to see it this weekend.
Yes.
All right.
We are going to see it.
We are also very excited for Star Wars. You know, what's so funny about that is a guy that I work with, Larry, and... he does not get the whole Star Wars thing at all.
What's wrong with him?
Well, right, exactly. That's what I say, too.
Yeah, right.
and we'll talk more about Larry later in the show, because I have something else I want to mention about Larry.
Nice.
But Larry doesn't get it at all, and, you know, like all day long, today's like, well, you know what today is?
Mm-hmm.
And then he does the whole...
Right.
Mark.
I am your father.
And he doesn't just do it once. He does it like 20 times.
Just all day.
And I'm just looking at him rolling my eyes all day. And it's like, Larry, get over it.
You want to hit him with a lightsaber?
Well, he's one of those guys. He's one of those guys. If he doesn't understand it and he doesn't like it, then he's going to make you feel like you're dumb for liking it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And like I said, we will talk more about Larry later in the show. Something very similar.
Oh, Larry, here comes the bus.
Yeah, anyway, exactly. All right, so before we get into the rest of the show, we actually have a very big show. We've got a lot of things written down on the board. I don't know if we're going to be able to squeeze all of those in. We are going to play Stump the Chump about midway through. We've got all kinds of things. We do have a beer tasting, but before we do that, I do want to talk about sports briefly. Last Sunday, my Bucks fell to the Saints, 24-17. Too many penalties, too many third down failures, too many drops, too many overthrows. Yuck! That's what I say. Yuck. Yeah. It truly, I don't understand when a professional team who plays once a week comes out, they're so flat, there's no spark. I'm pretty sure you're all getting paid a lot of money to get fired up for this one game a week for your fans, you know, for your record, for the chance to go to the playoffs, for the chance to go to the Super Bowl. How do you show up Sunday and just be like it's any other day?
Right.
I don't get that.
Especially at home.
Right.
You're in front of
your home crowd.
All of those people are there to see you.
And I believe it was a near sellout crowd because it was the Saints. Right. One of our bigger rivals.
Right.
You know, I don't get it. You know, we still do have a slight chance of getting into the playoffs, but almost now it's going to be one of those mathematical things. We have to pretty much win out, and other teams have to lose. You know,
certain teams.
Sounds like sports.
Yeah, sounds like sports. Anyway, I wish you luck.
What do you know?
Yeah. Hey, look, even if we don't do well the rest of the season, I think we're going to win at least another couple of games. I have to think
I would like to think so.
I sure hope so.
But I would like to say that we did a lot better this season than I think anybody thought we would.
Absolutely.
Especially going into the season with a rookie quarterback.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, who, in my book, has come a long way in this season. I said it the last couple of shows. I'll say it again. Jameis Winston has proven himself to me that he is the quarterback of the future for the Bucs.
Yes.
All right. Let's go to baseball. And this is kind of a sad thing for me because the hit king, Charlie Hustle, Pete Rose, he was denied reinstatement by the new Major League Baseball commissioner, Rob Manfred, because of damning statements made by Pete Rose.
Mm. They're just mad
listen,
about his hair.
The whole thing is about this whole cheating scandal.
Right.
I don't think it's ever been proven that he bet on his team. He never threw a game.
Right.
You know, it's almost as if, okay, I don't understand why it's not okay. Let's say, for instance, let's change it to football. What if Jameis Winston on a Sunday puts in a bet, not against his game or his team, but he puts a bet in against Dallas Packers?
Right.
What's wrong with that?
I don't see anything wrong with that.
You know. I don't understand that. So that's basically, from what I understand, what Charlie Hustle, Pete Rose, was doing. He wasn't betting on his team to win or lose. He wasn't throwing any games.
Right.
He was just betting on different games in the league.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't make any sense. What, now that you're on a team, you can't enjoy the sport?
Exactly. Somebody said to me today, because I was asking them that very same question, it's like, well, you know, what is the problem with it? And this guy says, as a matter of fact, Larry.
Here we go again.
Larry got another mention. Before, I want to mention him again.
Under the bus again.
He was saying that, well, it just promotes a bunch of cheating and gambling and that kind of thing. I was like, these are adults, man.
Right.
They know right from wrong. It's not like all of a sudden you bet on one game and then next week you got to bet on three games and then, you know, week after that, now you're betting on five games and, you know, and now you're calling your buddy from the Astros saying, please throw the game so I can win the bet, you know, or this guy's going to break my kneecaps. It's nothing like that. I don't think so.
I don't know.
It's hopefully ridiculous.
Can they play the lottery? I mean, is that wrong?
Are they okay?
Are they allowed to gamble?
Are they allowed to be involved in fantasy leagues?
Right.
During the season?
Probably not.
It's not even real.
It's not even real.
It's a fantasy.
Can't even play Madden at home.
Well,
for real.
Commissioner Manfred said that Mr. Rose's public and private comments, including his initial admission in 2004, provide me little confidence that he understands the damage he has caused.
Well, I don't understand the damage he's caused.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a very, very harsh punishment, I believe. This is one of the greatest baseball players that has ever played. He still holds records, and he will hold these records for a long time. And it's just a shame. It's an absolute shame.
Now, the upside, if you will, the silver lining, is people are still talking about Pete Rose to this day because of this,
right,
where if he had been inducted into the Hall of Fame years ago, you might hear about him every once in a while. The kids may not even know who he was,
right,
but now they do.
Yeah,
well,
you know, because we talk about him often.
One of the things I heard briefly today is that Major League Baseball and the Major League Hall of Fame aren't even affiliated with each other. So it's like, why doesn't the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame just go, screw you guys?
Yeah,
we're bringing them in.
We'll pick who we want.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I don't know how all of that is, if it's true or not. I just heard that briefly on the radio.
Yeah.
And when I heard it, it was like, yeah. Why don't they do that?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Can't always believe what you hear on the radio.
Right.
Yeah. And if you're looking for any truth in this show,
forget
about it.
Get your Google box out.
Yeah.
Thank you, Paul Hundley.
Right, exactly. All right, now that we've covered sports, let's do our weekly tasting test, our beer tasting test. And if you have not listened to the show before, what we have sort of vowed to do, because there are a lot of craft breweries in and around the St. Pete, Tampa Bay area, we've decided that what we would do is every week we would taste test a local brew. Craft brew.
Right.
All right. So this week's offering comes from Barley Mow. Remember the first time we read the whole list of all the, we said Barley Mow, Barley Mow. I think it's actually Barley Mow. I think it's Barley Mow. M-O-W. That's got to be Mow, right?
I don't know.
You don't go out and mow the yard.
In the craft beer world, you don't know.
That's a good day for a mow. It's sunny outside. I think I'll go out and mow the yard.
When are you going to do it? You're going to do it right now?
Right now? All right. Okay, so like I said, this offering comes from Barley Mow Brewing Company, which is located in Largo, Florida. And the beer that we'll be tasting is called Tinsel, a holiday spiced ale.
Ooh.
I almost couldn't read my writing there. I thought it said speed ale.
Whoa.
Right.
This one.
Anyway, I'm opening the can now.
It's a very pretty can.
It is a very pretty can.
Those might go on the tree.
Yeah. Beautiful.
No.
Whole lot of class in this family.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, stop.
Stephanie.
Thank you, dear.
Ooh. Is there floaties?
No.
And I will take mine. Stephanie, go ahead and take your sip.
No, you know what the floaties are?
What? Bubbles.
Ice.
Oh, ice. Oh, good. Well,
we have
good
them
cold
in the freezer, so they're little icebergs.
All right, so did you take your test?
Mm-hmm.
All right, what do you think?
It's good.
All right, well, okay, because I have the list of what it's supposed to taste like. So give me one ingredient you think it has in it.
I want to say, allspice?
Well, it does say it has special holiday spices, so they could have something like that.
Mm. Nutmeg, maybe?
Okay, could.
I bet there's beer in there.
Okay. Do you taste any caramel?
No.
How about any toffee?
No.
Okay. How about fresh from Florida wild flower honey?
No.
Okay, let me taste it.
Now, it does smell like wild flowers.
Does it?
What?
It does have a.
I can't smell. I don't know that.
It does have a different kind of taste. It's not bad. Let me see. Let me try it again.
But keep in mind, I've was drinking a cran burrito beforehand.
It almost tastes like a beer that I dropped a ginger snap in and let soak to death.
Oh, no, you made Hannah choke.
You ever had ginger snaps? I love ginger snaps. But do you taste it at all? You taste the ginger in it?
Yeah. I liked it more than I thought I would.
I tasted it's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not too bad. I think I can get used to this.
I mean, it still has that beer aftertaste, but, you know, it's better than I thought.
It's not bad. All right, let me see what Barley Mo says. It says our winter seasonal tinsel holiday spiced ale is classic, like a Dickens novel wrapped up with the warmth and spirit that only holidays can bring.
Yes.
So there you go.
We got a great PR team.
I
tastes like Dickens.
It says that just one sip will warm even the scroogiest of souls. Mm. Are you warmed, Hannah?
No.
No, you're grossed out over there.
She didn't scrooge
you, buddy.
She didn't start scroogey enough.
Right. Let's see. Before we get too much farther into the show, let's go ahead and take another break. And then when we get back, we will talk about...
Dum, 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 dum.
We're talking about... What we're going to talk about? Let me look at my stuff. Oh, we'll talk about dinner.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
Here we go.
So she's my baby, my baby, my baby. And of course I'll do anything for her. Any day she wants to show her, honey, show her. Got a short mouth, a short tongue. Gimme, gimme some. Don't take the day, gimme none. You got to work and deserve it. Earn it to own it. Then what she got, say never ever gonna leave it alone. Don't take what's cracking or forget. And never been stood up, your. She does the step. Got sauce, your baby ain't sweet like mine.
She got sauce,
your baby ain't sweet like mine.
She got sauce,
your baby ain't sweet like mine. Nah, she ain't that sweet.
What else? Okay, everybody, we are back and we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show on Radio St. Pete. The first song we played this evening was Hot Rod Lincoln by Commander Cody. Let's see. And then that song there was called Baby's Got Sauce by G Love and Special Sauce.
They like sauce.
Yeah, they're all about the sauce.
They're saucy.
Sauce.
Okay, so tonight before the show, what we had was pizza.
Yes.
And this is sort of like a, try a new local place that we have never been before. And the place that we tried was Charlie and Millie's up on Seminole Boulevard. Okay, as a matter of fact, it's located at 10953 Seminole Boulevard in Largo. And that's almost like it's not even Largo. That's sort of like part of, that's like Largo Seminole line right there.
Right.
Kind of. Anyway, I had heard for several years and from several different people that Charlie and Millie's pizza was one of the best pizzas that you will ever have in your life.
Yes.
So before the show, Steph, you went and got us two pizzas.
Yes, I did.
You got us the one plain cheese pizza.
One plain cheese.
Because that's what Hannah's all about.
Yeah. Right.
And then you got us the large Alka-Seltzer special. Alka-Seltzer special without... anchovies.
Sans anchovies. Right.
That is like their version of your what?
Supreme.
Right.
It has green olives and black olives and
mushrooms.
And
I had two pieces.
Oh man!
And I can tell you that yes, in fact, it is one of the better pizzas that I've ever had in my life. It's unique, wherein for a thicker, heavier pizza. It has a thin crust.
Yes.
They cut it all kinds of weird ways. I think they could do away with that. It's a round pizza.
Oh, would you stop? That's
that
one
is
of their
cut
signatures.
Into squares. But very good. Everything was very good. All the toppings were fantastic. Seemed fresh.
Very fresh.
I could taste. I like a pizza when, especially like a Supreme style pizza, where you can actually taste the different toppings.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what I liked about that pizza. The cheese was very good. It just had a real good flavor.
Delicious.
The sauce was good.
It was amazing.
I liked it. I really liked it.
I can't believe we've lived here this long and haven't gotten pizza from there
right.
ever before.
Well, you know, the place has been there since 1954.
I realized that
and
today.
And you said that when we moved into this house 18 years ago,
yes.
they had a, what, a menu?
It was a business card.
A business card.
A Charlie and Millie's business card inside the kitchen cabinet that said Alka-Seltzer special.
Wow. Okay. So that Alka-Seltzer special is, it's a favorite, I guess.
Yes.
I like it. I'll definitely do it again.
Absolutely.
I think the price was reasonable.
Yes.
Would you come away with two pizzas? You got the large, and then what was that other one? A medium?
A medium, plain cheese. $30.
$30. That's not bad for pizza, I don't think. Especially very good pizza.
Very good pizza. Yep.
If you want to give Charlie and Millie's a call, you can reach them at 727-391-5661. They don't have any delivery. It's strictly dine-in or take-out. And again, that's Charlie and Millie's on Seminole Boulevard, located at 10953 Seminole Boulevard in Largo. Charlie and Millie's, everybody. Yeah.
Yay. It was amazing.
It was really good. I had four pieces. Wow. I really hurt myself.
Yes.
Well, you're probably going to need the Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder if they add Alka-Seltzer in there.
No, but they should they should the throw it in, you know, how they they send home like the little packets
little
of Parmesan.
Packs of birdseed and all that, right?
Yeah, they do just send the Alka-Seltzer packets with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another place I want to mention that Steph and I went to this past weekend, last weekend, I guess.
Last weekend.
It's been a week ago now. But now it's I'm considering it like my new favorite breakfast lunch place, and that's Sweet Sage.
Yes.
I love that place right there on Gulf Boulevard in Reddington Beach. Actually, it's 16725 Gulf Boulevard, Reddington Beach. Fantastic.
I love that
place.
It's
quaint. It looks very small from the street, but they have a very large sort of outdoor eating section, which is very nice.
The Garden of Eden.
The Garden of Eden.
Eaton.
Garden of Eaton. They've got all kinds of funky stuff in there, all kinds of funny little signs and knickknacks and things like that. And the food is fantastic.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And they have a whole boutique where they sell all of the fun stuff that you see inside the restaurant as well.
Yep. The atmosphere is great. And like I said, the food is fantastic. And the thing is, if you've got somebody coming into town, you come to Florida to go to the beach.
Right.
That's a perfect beach restaurant right there.
Yes.
Perfect beach restaurant.
Outdoor
I will definitely
dining.
Make it my go-to place, and that is Sweet Sage, 16725 Gulf Boulevard in Reddington Beach.
Yes.
Love it.
And you can take your dog.
And you can take your dog.
Not ours, but your dog. If you have a nice dog, you can take them if they go out in public well.
All right,
there are quite a few dogs there.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying there were quite a few dogs there when we were there, and it always blows me away because there's no way we could take Tilly there without her having to say hello to everyone and, you know.
Oh, no, our dog would never make it there.
No.
She'd have to say hello to everybody and try everything on everybody's plate.
Yes.
Okay, now here's something, Ty and Hannah. You guys are into superheroes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I know, Hannah Claire, you got a big, not crossword puzzle, but a big jigsaw puzzle going on in your room that is all, superheroes?
Yeah, it's all like the Marvel and DC characters.
How many pieces is that? I mean, it's like a bunch.
It's a big puzzle.
I mean, it's every bit the size of this whiteboard, right?
It's
a big one.
It's at least 1,000.
Yeah. Oh, it's more than that. I got to bet it's more than that. Anyway, all right, so I was watching Sunday Morning with Charles Osgood, Sunday Morning. And they had this story about this Dr. Amy Cuddy, and she went to Princeton, she went to Northwestern, and she went to Harvard. She is a psychologist, and she is involved in body language, okay?
Okay.
And the effects that your body language has on other people and the effects that their body language has on you. She's talking about, people that are more aggressive have larger body language, larger body movements, that kind of thing. And people that are more withdrawn have, their shoulders are all crumped up and stuff like that. And so it's all about that. And what she's saying is she's got this method. It's called power posing.
Yeah.
And it's power posing like a superhero. So what she suggests is anytime that you want to go into or you're getting ready to go into, let's say, a job interview, or you're getting ready to speak in front of a crowd, or let's say you're a teenager and you're sort of awkward and you don't feel real comfortable around other teenagers.
Yeah.
She's saying that take 2 minutes, go hide in the bathroom, hide in the closet, hide anywhere.
Make sure you hide.
And yeah. stand and yes, and stand like a superhero for 2 minutes. And you know, I think it works if you stand there with your back straight, your chin up, your hands on your hips, and your elbows out straight, and you just sort of stand there like I'm Superman.
Yeah.
And you know,
what's
that? It does make you feel good. Good. You know, your chin's up, and then you know, of course, when you let go and then walk in the room, you're probably like, "Oh, what happened?"
Hold on, I'll go in like this.
The last time I stood around like Batman, the police told me to get off the roof of the SPC.
Well, she says you have to try to fake it to make it. And she says, when it all comes down to it in the end, you need to fake it to become it. So you need to practice this posing and this superhero stance. The more you do it, the more confident you'll be. And
then you'll be doing it without knowing.
You'll be standing
in the meeting.
And it's not just standing. There's, you know, people's body language, people that are more assertive, people who are more confident. Usually it's like you've seen them sit back in their chair with their feet up on the table and their, you know, their hands clasped behind their head. That's
like
more of a confident. Yeah, they look like an asshat, but that's a more of a confident pose. So anyway, I just thought it was interesting. I thought you guys might like it because you're into superheroes, and I thought it might give you a good excuse to stand around looking like superheroes.
Yeah, well, I do that every day.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing it right now.
Right.
Go right. Ty.
Now here's a story that really kind of makes me mad.
Yeah.
And oh boy.
It's the holiday season.
Really,
it's Christmas time. And I read a story that in Clearwater, there are decoration thieves.
Mm.
And they're going around people's yards that have decorated for the holidays and they're stealing their lights. Especially, they really like the blow up ornaments. They really like those. And, you know, I mean,
I'd be sad. So mad.
Oh, my God. Well, think about the guy right down the street.
Right.
This guy, every year, for Halloween, he starts out, and his whole yard is decorated top to bottom with lights everywhere, all kinds of ornaments, all kinds of everything.
Yeah.
And they don't have any kids.
Right.
It's just a husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
But they go all out. And no sooner do they tear that down, than they build the whole Christmas thing.
Right.
Well, just like last year. This year, all of a sudden, he's had to take it down because somebody messed with it.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous.
When I drove by the other day when he was moving the stuff from the side yard over to the other side in front of his front window,
right.
The big snowman was still upside down in his yard where somebody had taken it and just turned him upside down and staked him in the yard.
I don't get it. I really don't get it.
I don't know.
Clearwater police say that over the last 10 days, at least 5 thefts have occurred in these yards. It says most thefts have occurred in neighborhoods east of Missouri Avenue near Lakeview Road. Is that up near you?
That's right by me.
Oh, that's not shocking.
Yeah. But apparently, you know, obviously it's happening in our neighborhood too, down here in Seminole. It's
right. They're not, I don't think they're actually stealing the ornaments. They're just being destructive.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, this is what I thought was kind of ridiculous. Police say you should bring in your light displays before you go to sleep.
No, can you imagine?
It just took me a week to set it up.
Yeah, I'm going to drag it.
I'm not bringing this in every night.
You know they were laughing before they made that statement.
Yeah, right. Oh, man. All right, so one of the things, and I said that I wanted to talk about Larry again. I said that Larry doesn't get the whole Star Wars thing.
Right.
Well, he doesn't get Christmas either.
Oh, no.
And I had to get a little nasty with him today because he was telling me that sometime during the week he had gone out with some friends. And on their way home, The girls wanted to drive around and see all the Christmas lights.
Right.
Well, Larry's the kind of guy that when he feels like he's able to push your buttons, he doesn't stop.
Right.
So he keeps on and keeps on and keeps on. And so the whole time I can just imagine him in this car going, oh, my God, these lights are so ridiculous. They're so dumb. They look terrible. Why would you waste your time? Da, 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 da.
Right.
And all the time, these people are trying to enjoy the whole Christmas spirit and enjoy the lights.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. And so he even said that. He goes, oh, I can't even believe it. All they're doing is, ooh, ah. You know, so he goes, then I start going, ooh, ah, you know, sarcastically.
Oh, I'd put him out of the car.
And the more he talked about it, the angrier I got.
Yeah.
And I said to him today, I said, you know what, Larry? You know, you try to come off as a church-going kind of guy, you know, and... Now, all of a sudden, you're coming across as really kind of a jerk because it's mean, for one thing, and it's awfully selfish.
Right.
If you don't like Christmas, that's fine.
Yeah.
Keep it to yourself.
Right.
Don't ruin everybody else's experience.
Right. Right.
You know, and I told him today, I said, look, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to hear it. We got a week to go. I don't want to hear it anymore.
Right.
Keep it to yourself,
mm-hmm.
you know. And he was like, well, I'm not being selfish. I said, yes, you are.
Yeah.
Yes, you are. You know, you obviously don't know what that means, but you are being selfish and mean.
Mm-hmm.
Just shut it. Mm-hmm. You know, just I can't stand that. You know, just because you don't understand something doesn't mean that everybody else is stupid.
Right.
Right.
You know, or ridiculous.
Merry Christmas, Larry.
Right. Merry Christmas, Larry. I got you something, but I'm thinking about taking it back. Anyway.
Nah, he'll just keep it.
Yeah, just keep it. Where are we? Let's see. What did we do? We did local stuff. Decoration Thieves. Let's play Stump the Chump.
Okay.
All right. We need to take a break. Now, Stephanie, do we have a theme for Stump the Chump?
We do. And since this is our last show before Christmas.
That's right.
Tonight's theme is going to be Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, boy.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break. You are listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show on Radio St. Pete. I hope you have fun with this song. We will be right back to play Stump the Chump.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
Okay, that's good. I worked up a little bit of a sweat there.
Yeah.
Doing the time warp.
Doing Ty,
stop.
Hey, man.
Stop.
You know, I really got into it.
Stop time warping.
Get off the desk.
Of course, that was Let's Do the Time Warp Again from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What a hoot.
I'm thinking Larry probably wouldn't be fond
of
that.
Oh, I'm sure he has no idea that movie even exists.
Maybe you should take him.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't be able to sit next to him if all he's going to do is... dog the movie. That would just drive me crazy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, this is so gay. Yeah. Boy. Larry.
Larry. All right, let's play.
Hold on. Just before we play.
All right.
This just in. Some parenting experts are suggesting that Elf on the Shelf may actually be harmful to children.
Oh, my God.
So instead, just take them to the mall and let them sit on an old weird dude's lap.
Oh.
Hold on. Where's my thing?
All right, never mind. I mean, I kind of get it. The whole idea is a little creepy.
Well, have you seen where people are taking their Elf on the Shelf? I've seen pictures on Facebook where they're posing it sort of
suggestively.
Yeah, suggestively. I saw one that looked like it was peeing into liquor bottles, refilling them. You know, that's.
I've seen one with Barbie.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I've seen one with a couple of Barbies.
I've seen one that a new kind of, instead of Elf on a Shelf, it's the W word in a drawer.
Yeah.
Or in a drawer.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right, that's okay.
No,
all right.
That whole idea, it's kind of terrifying. Like, there's this thing. It's alive at night.
Yeah.
It's watching you.
Yeah. And the parents have to move it.
Yeah.
Right.
You know.
Scary.
Yeah. Well, we would never have to move it because Tilly would.
Yeah.
She'd just chew that thing up the first time she saw it. All right. Are we ready to play Stump the Chump?
We are.
Everybody got their ringer and their hooter?
Everybody ready to frost it?
Keep your hands off my hooter.
No early ringing. No early hooting. Let's keep it clean.
Okay. What action causes Frosty to come to life? Mark.
Snow.
No. Oh. Anna.
The hat.
Oh, that's right.
The hat being placed on his head.
Yes.
Right.
Good job. Hannah won. Upon coming to life, what were Frosty's first words? Tyler.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Yes. In an effort to keep from melting, where did Frosty travel to? Mark.
The North Pole.
Yes. Oh, lucky one guess. All.
Oh, we're all on the board now.
What was the old hat that Frosty wore made out of?
Wool.
No.
Oh. Satin.
Sing the song, people. Three, two,
magic.
One. No.
That was made of magic.
The old silk hat they found.
Well, you said satin.
Satin.
That's close.
It's not all silk. Right. She said wool.
Well, no, he said wool. Somebody said wool.
I said wool.
She said wool.
Hail satin.
Who was the original owner of Frosty's magic hat? Tyler.
The magician guy who's a putz.
Do you know what his name was?
He had a name?
Professor Longears.
Well, we'll give it to Ty. It was the magician. His name was Professor Hinkle.
Boy, Hinkle. I was close with Professor. I think I ought to get that.
No.
His name was an old putz.
Hinkle McCrinkleberry.
What did the traffic cop accidentally swallow when he yelled, "Stop, Tyler"?
His whistle.
Yes.
His button.
Ty is up. Ty is up three. Hannah has one. Mark has one. Ty could win it.
No.
Button. Where's the button? All right, let's go.
How did Frosty travel to the North Pole? Tyler.
Train in a refrigerated freezer car.
Tyler wins in the refrigerated boxcar.
Have y'all seen the movie? It's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, Ty, you just won $20 in our high-stake game of Stump the Trump. So now go and buy yourself something for Christmas.
Yeah.
Stump the Trump.
Stump the Trump. Stump the Chump.
All right.
2016.
I got Trump on the mind.
And just a little heads up.
Stump the Chump.
Our next show, which will be New Year's Day.
Right.
Will probably be Star Wars Stump the Chump.
Oh, so I'll win again.
Pay attention.
No, I'm going to pay attention in the movie.
You're going to be asleep.
No, I won't be. I'm so excited, I can't even stand it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go tomorrow?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I hope.
Well,
if it's not mobbed, you know.
Right.
Well, it's going to be. I mean, this is the first weekend. We'll be lucky if we can see it by July.
Yeah, it took me 3 weeks to see Avengers. And
we might have to wait till it comes out on Netflix.
Yeah. No.
No, we got to see it in the theater.
I've got to see it in the theater. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know about the shopping shows on TV, like QVC and what's the other one?
HSN,
that kind of thing.
You know, the one that's
Home
here.
Shopping right. Network.
The one that's located right
well,
here.
Well, I don't locally. Watch it. You know.
Well, I mean,
anyway, these two TV entrepreneurs are launching Gun TV.
Mm.
As they say it's a QVC-style at-home shopping network that will feature a vast array of firearms.
Is it the same guys that sell all the swords on there?
I don't know, but I mean, do we need this?
No. That's
do
terrible.
We need to fast track guns?
No.
You know,
well, do we didn't need swords like that, but they had that forever.
Well, you know, I mean, there are gun. I mean, there are well, there are gun collectors and there are sword collectors, but you don't see people walking around with concealed sword licenses. You know,
well, that'd be cool.
Now all of a sudden, just about everybody I talk to has a gun.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm happy about that.
No, I don't like that at all.
I think there's way too many guns out there. Now, listen, I kind of get it with all the things that are going on in the world.
Right.
Do you want to be the only one in
without
a crisis
a gun.
Without a gun? I've just not ever been a gun person. I was in the Marine Corps. I was required to have a gun. I was required to maintain it and fire it and qualify with it. But I was still never a gun person. I was not one of those Marines that came out of the Marine Corps and said, I got to get my own gun.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I have just not ever been around guns.
Guns are for games and movies.
And, you know, one of the things with me with guns is I'm afraid I would use it.
Right.
And then what?
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be life-changing.
Exactly.
Even if you're using it to protect yourself.
Right.
You kill somebody or maim somebody, I mean, you're going to think about that for the rest of your life.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of responsibility that goes with gun ownership. And I don't know that, you know, all of a sudden this gun craze, just because of all of these terrorist acts, is the right thing.
Right.
Yeah, no. I don't know that this show should be allowed to go on. I mean, I'm certainly not anybody that can disallow it. And I would not like to see them disallowed do it because we are Americans.
Right.
And they should be able to do it. But it's just,
I just hope they have
a good idea?
Parameters set up? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You know, that over Black Friday, nationwide, they sold over 185,000 guns.
Really? I bought most of them.
No, you didn't. 185,000 guns were sold nationwide.
In one day.
In one day.
That's a lot of guns.
That's a little frightening. You know, now everybody is armed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much. Which.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't
maybe
know.
That's a good thing. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll have to see what happens. I have a feeling we're heading right toward the Old West.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So, hey, you remember, what was it, last week? Did we do it last week or the week before? We talked about Fergs and how they canceled their concert series.
Right.
Because of the noise complaints by all the new condos right there by Fergs.
Right.
Well, what he had to do, apparently, was relocate some of the upcoming shows. You know, as Mark Ferguson, the owner, you can't just pull the plug on something like that.
Right.
No. If you've got a concert series, you've had these shows booked,
right,
you know, months out.
Book.
And if you're his music promoter, you know, I mean, this guy's probably like, what are you talking about? You're canceling it.
Right.
Those
artists want to be paid.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to pay them?
Exactly. I mean, they've got this booked, you know. So what they've had to do, especially for some of the more recent shows, they moved him to this place in Pinellas Park called... English Brothers, what's they call it? Shell? Band Shell. England Brothers Band Shell, which is in Pinellas Park. And apparently, in the past, that place has provided a space for some pretty big acts. So, I mean, they're not, you know, it's not like they can't handle a big act to come in there. It's just so sudden.
Right.
I just don't know how Pinellas Park is going to handle a concert series on a regular basis.
I've never even heard of that venue.
I haven't either. I never even heard of it. So, hold on. I can tell you where it's located. I do have the address here somewhere. I did write it down. It's in Pinellas Park. I can tell you that. Maybe I can't tell you where it is. I thought I wrote down the address, but I guess I didn't. I did. Here it is right here. It's at 5010 81st Avenue North in Pinellas Park. So where would that be?
81st Avenue would be, well, right in line with us.
Mm-hmm.
Between 80 and 85, closer to 80.
Okay.
80th Avenue.
All
and
right.
51st and 52nd Street, which would be up.
That's almost like Largo, though.
And no, that way, street-wise.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, 49th Street, 66th is the one with the big blue tube.
Right.
So it's east of there.
Okay.
East and our way south.
All right. Well,
south of Park Boulevard, this, east of 66.
This music promoter, John C. Jack Bodziak, who is working with Mark Ferguson, he declined to comment on Ferguson's decision to cancel the concert series. So I got to think there's some tension there.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I'm thinking that, you know, if this whole thing doesn't work out, that I can see a lawsuit in the future.
Oh, you know.
Oh, yeah, Mark absolutely.
Ferguson. Fortunately, I think Mark Ferguson has more money than God, so that shouldn't really affect him too badly, I don't think. He owns quite a few restaurants.
Well, and I think he has the support of the neighbors as well.
Mm-hmm. But that's kind of a shame. You know, he was trying to do a good thing for downtown St. Pete, and now it's turned into a bad thing. And
he's just trying to fix it.
Just trying to fix
it,
right? Fix it the best he can. So, anyway,
why didn't they just move him over to Tropicana Field?
Yeah, no, that'd be interesting. Yeah, nobody's playing there right now.
Nobody's playing. Right. Apparently, that venue's too expensive.
Now it says that some of the upcoming shows, just to give you an idea, who's going to be playing there? Salvia. You ever heard of Salvia?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Nelly, George Clinton, Hell Yeah, POD. Just to name a few, those are upcoming acts that they're saying, well, it's kind of up in the air. So whether or not this England Brothers whatever
well, if it
venue.
Does, I'll probably go to some of those.
What do they call it? Why can't I remember what it says? England Brothers Band Shell.
Band Shell.
That's what it is. We'll just have to see what happens. I wish the best for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, here's a story about grades.
Yes.
And it also goes hand in hand with sort of like political correctness and the pussification of America.
Here we go.
It's terrible.
Dad's getting out of soapbox.
Well, you know, now they're handing out trophies for every kid that plays, you know, any kind of sport. Just, you know, they call them participation trophies.
Thanks for showing up.
Yeah.
Thanks,
we
Mom,
didn't win
for
a damn thing.
The check.
We didn't win anything, but God forbid we send you home and without a little gold statue. You know, to make little Johnny feel good, you know. A public school district in Northern California will soon give passing grades to students with failing scores.
Oh.
Yeah, and they're
How's
doing
that
this.
Work?
They're doing this because they don't want to demoralize the students with the failing grades.
Man.
So, what?
You
can't fail school now?
Well, basically, yeah. You know, and the thing is, I'm just wondering about this next generation of kids. It's like, you know, they're not allowed to fail.
Right.
They've never lost anything.
No.
You know,
they've gotten a prize for everything that they've... Yeah,
they've never been told no.
Yeah, they're going to be the most stuck up.
Yeah, I mean,
ever.
How are they ever going to make it in life?
Right.
How are they ever going to be like a salesperson? You know, salespeople get told 1,000 times before they get one yes.
Right.
You know, you get beat up every day on the reg, you know.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, you know, what's going to happen with sales?
It won't
be a position anymore.
No, it'll all be online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one will interact.
Mm-hmm. No one. Yes, exactly.
What was an A when we were kids? This says that their new equal interval scale has an A minus at 80 to 85%.
Oh.
That
was like
a
C.
100.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
90 to 100 was an A. If you got a 90, that was an A minus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
80 to 89 were the Bs.
Right.
I got a lot of those.
70 to 79 were the Cs.
Got some of those.
60 to 69 were the Ds.
Math.
And if you didn't get, you know, if you got 59 or below, that's an F.
Also math.
Yeah.
Okay. We're running a little bit long, and so I am going to have to cut some stories. And like I say, it's always better to have too many than not enough. But one of the stories that I saw and one of the things that I thought was very cool and reminding me of my childhood, Tygen, I know you'll know what these are, the little green plastic soldiers, that usually come in a bag of like 9 or 10 that you used to get at the dollar store. They're all in their little positions and things like that, and they have their own little stand. I can remember as a kid, I used to play with them in the tub, and I thought it was so cool because my soldiers were aquatic. because they were like all had their own little surfboards, you know.
Very
yours
James
were
Bond.
Navy SEALs.
Well, what they've come out with now is what they're calling Yoga Joes.
Oh.
So they've got the same little green men
all
in yoga poses.
Oh, that's funny.
And it was two guys that are into yoga that were trying to find a way to macho up yoga.
Yeah.
Can we get some of those?
I want to find them. I want to find them. I want some so bad. These are so cool looking because they're exactly like the originals, but they're all in yoga poses.
Nice.
I like that.
Oh, are they that in cool. army uniform?
Yeah.
Or yoga uniform?
No, they're all in the same army uniform. Yeah. Green, same size, same everything, just in, you know, yoga I just thought poses. That was cool. Anyway, because we are running late, I want to say a couple of things because this is our last show of the year.
Yes.
We are not doing a Christmas show. I talked to Joe B., and he said that basically on Christmas, Radio St. Pete will be playing wall-to-wall Christmas music, which I like. I think that's a good idea.
I like it a lot.
And I like it. So we will be back with you New Year's Day, which is a Friday.
Yes.
So we will have the happy hour show, the Marco Radio happy hour show, right here on Radio St. Pete, New Year's Day at 6 p.m. Eastern time.
Yes.
Does anybody want to say anything in closing?
Hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Get your holly jolly on.
Okay.
Yeah. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Okay. And what I'm going to say is somebody find me some Yoga Joes.
Yeah.
Please and thank you.
Please and thank you. And as always, Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I miss you, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
Yeah. All for one, one for all.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to our show, and we will see you next year. See you.
That's it.